Almighty, we want to say, God, we worship you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we bow before you. Alpha and Omega, glory be to your holy name. Father, accept our worship in Jesus' name. Father, as we gather together tonight to dine with you, we pray that this particular meal will be a meal we will never forget. Father, we are praying that by the time we eat another meal like this, we will be in a brand new year. Healthy, strong, anointed, free, closer to you, and doing mighty exploits in your name. So let it be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with one or two people and tell them whether the devil likes it or not. I'm going to see the new year. Tell another fellow, and there it's late now for the devil to do anything about it. Whether the devil likes it or not, I'm going to see the new year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, let somebody shout a big hallelujah. Very quickly, let's open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 12. From verse 29 to 33. Exodus 12, 29 to 33. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord, as ye have said. And also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men. In the name that's above every other name, every force that have been holding you captive will be destroyed tonight. When we talk about a meal, many times we wonder why is a meal significant? Why can a particular meal be significant? A single meal can make all the difference in the life of a man. Just one single meal, and the life of the man will not be the same again. For example, Esau ate one meal and he lost his inheritance forever. He lost his birthright forever. Just one meal. And everything changed and changed forever. Judas Iscariot ate one meal. You can read it in John chapter 13. When the disciples were with the Lord at the Last Supper, at a meal similar to the one we are about to eat. And the Lord said that somebody is going to betray me. And they were all asking, who can that possibly be? And Peter beckoned to John and said, ask him, we know he will tell you. And Jesus whispered to him, I'm going to take a piece of bread, dip it in the stew, and put it in the mouth of the traitor. He did, and put the meal, that little morsel, in the mouth of Judas Iscariot. And from that moment, the fate of Judas Iscariot was sealed forever. Because Jesus Christ said to him then, what you want to do now, do it quickly. And the Bible said, he got up and went out, and it was night. And he never came back out of that night. Just a meal can make all the difference. Just one meal. It was the same meal that the other 11 disciples ate. And they all cross over to their destinies. In the passage we read tonight, we had a meal before a major crossover. Children of Israel ate a particular meal that God prescribed what the meal must be like. The bread must be unleavened. The meat must be a lamb without blemish. It must be eaten at night. They ate the meal. And they changed. They crossed over from bondage to freedom. They've been in bondage for 430 years. That's a long time to be in bondage. But after that meal, they were free. Oh, I am sure that before we say Happy New Year, somebody will sing, I am free. They ate a meal and they crossed over from poverty to wealth. Because in the same Exodus chapter 12, from verse 35 to 36, Exodus 12, 35 to 36, the Bible tells us that they went to the Egyptians and collected the money that the Egyptians owed their forefathers for more than 400 years in one night. The Bible described it as spoiling the Egyptians. You know the meaning of spoil? That's a term used when two armies fight. And one army conquered the other. And then they collect all the wealth of the people they have conquered. They call it spoiling the enemy. They became loaded with wealth. I don't know how God is going to do it. But after tonight's meal, some people will soon forget what is called poverty. Because in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 22, the Bible says the wealth of sinners is laid up for the just. That night, after that single meal, they cross over from sickness, from pain, from aches, to wholeness. Because in Psalm 105 verse 37, the Bible says, all of a sudden, a whole nation became healed. He said, while they were leaving Egypt with silver and gold, there was not a single feeble one among them. You know the meaning of feeble? A feeble person is somebody who can hardly walk. But even the oldest among them suddenly became healthy, strong, capable. I am believing God for every one of us who will be partaking of this Holy Communion tonight. Those of us who are here, those of us who are conducting their own in the various churches and are linked to us right now. In the name that's above every other name, sickness will leave you alone. Disease will leave you alone. Strength, the kind that you have never known before, will begin to surge through your body. Just one meal. And they cross over. Tonight we are gathered together to take one such meal. And we will be crossing over from bondage to freedom, from sickness to health, from poverty to wealth, from failure to success, from fruitless efforts to fruitfulness. Because it is written in Philippians 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The meal we are taking tonight is symbolic of the body of Jesus Christ. The bread that is his body broken for you, so that by his stripes you can claim your healing. The wine, symbolic of his blood, the blood that gives you salvation, the blood that gives you victory over Satan, the blood that is also symbolic of the Holy Spirit. It's not an ordinary meal. It's a powerful meal. Powerfully dangerous. That's why you shouldn't take it unworthily. The Bible passage read to us again and again and again. You've heard it several times. Don't eat it unworthily. If anybody eats it unworthily, he may become sick, he may even die. That's why you shouldn't eat it if you are not yet a child of God. That's why you should not eat it if you have a brother that offended you that you have refused to forgive. Don't eat it unworthily. So if you are here tonight and you have not given your life to Jesus, you can come now. We have been willing to spare you some minutes so that you can get your salvation. And I'm going to count only from 1 to 5. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, you can come. We'll be willing to pray for your salvation. I'm counting now. 2. If you really mean it, you cannot be strolling towards the altar. You'll be coming at speed. You want the Lord to have mercy on you. You want Him to save your soul tonight so that you can become a child of God, so you will have the freedom to partake of the bread and the wine, symbolic of His body and His blood. Then hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up now. Hurry up now. Four. And those of you who might be at the old auditorium, hurry up towards the altar, so that we can pray for your salvation at the same time. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now those of you who have come and those of you who are still on the way, cry to the Lord now. Ask Him to have mercy on you. Ask Him to save your soul tonight, so that you too can cross over out of darkness into light. Call on Him, so that you can become a child of the living God. And the rest of us, please stretch your hands towards these people and intercede for them, that the one who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Let's pray for them for about 2 minutes. Cry to God and say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on these your children. Please, even on this last day of the year 2022, save the soul of these your people so they can cross over into salvation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. My Father, my God, we want to bless your holy name. We want to say thank you for your word. And thank you for these people who have decided to come over to your side. Please, Lord, receive them. Have mercy on them. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Receive them into the family of God. And Lord God Almighty, I pray that from now on, whenever they cry unto you, you will answer them by fire. Thank you, Almighty God, And please uphold them till the end. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Now I rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight. This is a great night for you. You are crossing over into salvation. That's great. Congratulations. I will be praying for you from now on. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer requests. So if you turn to your left, you will see a man there holding up a placard. Please follow him. He will lead you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I need and bring you back very quickly. God bless you. You can begin to go. God bless you. God bless you. Congratulations. 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 Amen. Tonight's Holy Communion is a very special meal. I've chosen to call it the cross, the meal before the crossover. I want you to come to the table of the Lord tonight with faith that as you are eating this meal, very soon, the Pharaoh in your life will send for you and say, go now and go quickly. Please eat it with faith that you are about to cross over. Cross over to health, cross over to strength, cross over to wealth, cross over to freedom, cross over to joy. So when you eat the bread, you will cry to the Almighty God and say, thank you, Lord. I'm crossing over now from sickness to health, from weakness to strength, because by your stripes I am healed. And of course, when they serve you the wine, you hold on until we are all be served and we drink together. But as soon as they serve you the bread, you are free to eat and can begin to pray. The Lord Jesus, the very night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you, do this in remembrance of me, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So you can take it, eat, and begin to thank the Almighty God and claim your healing. Jesus.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. gives me strength from day to day. It'll never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and it calms all my fears. And it wipes all my tears. Oh, love that gives me confidence from day to day. It'll never
power.
Please, if you have not been served bread, will you kindly shout hallelujah? I mean, if you have not been served bread, please shout hallelujah. What happened? If you have not been served wine, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, choir, please continue.
There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood.